email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
A friend of mine had a urologist named Dr. Flood. There was also a meteorologist named Amy Freeze in the US and Andrew Drinkwater of the Water Research Centre in the UK. I kid you not, says Gráinne in Ennis. All victims of nominative determinism, as is our next guest, Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland. How are you doing, Niall?
I'm very good, right? Story of my life, the old nominative determinism.
Yes. So have you read about nominative determinism? Have you done research on it?
Oh, I have. Yes. And there might be something in it. Because what I always point out when people say, obviously, your name is Hatch and you work with Birdwatch Ireland, I should say hello to my former and present colleagues, Olivia Crow. We have Donald Finch. We have Steve Wing, who's our warden at Cape Clear Bird Observatory. And his predecessor was honestly a guy called Dave Bird. So there's a few people in it together.
Right, okay. Yeah. Of course, there are people with those names who never went near a bird in their lives. You know, so that's the other thing.
It's sort of what we call confirmation bias. You notice it when people have it. But maybe for an organisation like Birdwatch Ireland, quite a small staff, maybe there is something to it.
I love confirmation bias. I'm fascinated by it. Anyway, that's for another day. Today we're talking about ducklings. And we heard Gillian Bird on Morning Ireland this morning. So people are taking, it appears, ducklings out of the canal and selling them for a fiver because there's some sort of TikTok social media craze about owning ducklings. So what do we know about ducklings? It's their time of year, obviously, isn't it?
It is. This is the time when we see the ducklings in the parks and in the canals and in the rivers. And this current trend is quite worrying because the ducklings, of course, need to be in the wild. They need to be looked after by their mothers. It's very important that they do that. So I was really shocked to hear this story. I first heard it yesterday. It was just too late for us to mention it on last night's Mooney Goes Wild programme. But, you know, it's something I'm sure we'll return to on that as well, because it really is very serious. Mm. It is a criminal offence for people to take ducklings. And of course, it's also a death sentence for those ducklings because they're wild animals. They need to be looked after by their parents. They've quite an unusual breeding biology in that, you know, for most birds in our gardens, let's say blackbirds and robins and birds like that, the mum and the dad play a role in looking after the chicks. With the ducklings, it's only their mother who looks after them. The father has no role whatsoever in caring for his offspring. So it all comes down to mum, and they really need mum's protection in order to be able to survive. So when they're taken away from their mother, they won't live for very long, unfortunately. It's very cruel, really.
Okay, can I just go back to the criminal offence?
Yes.
Just before we carry on. So how so is it a criminal offence?
So under the Wildlife Acts of 1976 to 2018, it's actually an offence for anybody to capture a wild bird of any kind without a licence from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. It's also an offence to interfere with the nests or with the young of any wild bird that's protected by law. So that includes mallards and other duck species within Ireland, because the duck involved here is a species called the mallard.
Right.
So from that point of view, it is a crime for people to take these from the wild under the Wildlife Acts, and it's also a crime for people to sell them, for people to possess them without a license. So,
right, that's so hugely important that people know that, Niall, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And, you know, we have a real problem in Ireland with wildlife crime. There's lots of blind eyes turned here and there to basically people exploiting our wildlife in illegal ways. And so just to stress this to people, this is completely illegal. When birds are taken from the wild like this, that is a criminal offence.
And it's a criminal offence at every stage in the chain.
Yes, it is. So whether you're the person capturing them, the person selling them, the person buying them, the person even who would give them for free to somebody, that is a criminal offence.
Okay. So we're talking about mallards. Now, how many would they have in a, what is it called, a clutch or what is it?
A clutch, absolutely. Yeah. So what they do is they would have normally around a dozen. It can be anywhere from 10 up to maybe about 14. They have they're quite big clutches or big broods. And they have also a very interesting habit whereby some of the females will lay their eggs in the nests of other mallards just to sort of spread their genetic inheritance around a little bit so that it's not literally all the eggs in one basket or in one nest. So in some way, the cuckoos sort of do that. The mallards do it as well. But of course, what happens is when the young hatch out, they're already able to look after themselves quite well from day one in terms of finding their own food. They still need their mother to watch out for danger, to keep away from predators, to show them how to find food, but they feed themselves straight away. So it's quite a long incubation period. And that's actually one of the reasons why they were one of the first animals to be domesticated by people. Because what happens is the chicks that are very well developed when they come out of the egg, we call them precocious, meaning very advanced.
Right.
They tend to have the largest yolks in their eggs because they need to stay in the egg longer so that they grow to a more developed state. And they were the ones that were domesticated because those eggs were more nutritious. So another good example of that would be chickens. That's exactly the same reason. So the ducklings are fully responsible for finding their own food from day one. Their eyes are open. They're swimming within a few hours of coming out of the egg, but they still need their mother to look after them.
Okay. How many ducklings are we talking about? you know, say on the canal? Are we?
Well, obviously on the canal, there's quite a few stretches. You'd often have them between the locks there. So there would be at least several dozen breeding females there along the canals. You'd have other ones coming in. Sometimes the ducklings get separated from the mothers when they're a bit older. So you'd be talking several hundred at least
right,
along the canal.
Okay. Are they easy to catch?
Well, in some cases they would be, especially when they're very young, because they tend not to really understand much about danger. And for people who are using nets or whatever, they might find that relatively easy. What we'd say is obviously that would happen usually in very public areas. So if people see that happening, please do call the Gardaí, call the National Parks and Wildlife Service, call the city authorities. It's really important that this kind of crime is reported.
Okay, the gruesome stuff then. So what's likely to happen then if somebody has got a duckling, they've brought it home? First of all, they've separated from their mother and their siblings, they're out of their natural habitat. So what happens? What do you think?
So what will happen in most cases is that, first of all, this duckling, it will experience stress, even if it's not clear that that's what's happening to it. It's out of its natural environment. It's not reacting the way that it normally would. It's missing its mother. They have this very strong bond. They imprint on their mother from the second they come out of the egg. They'll follow the first creature that they see, which in most cases is their mother. So when you see captive ducks that are reared in captivity, they've often imprinted on a human being. So they almost think of themselves as being human and they'll follow them. That's not the case for wild ducklings. They'll be pining for their mothers. Obviously, people may not mean any harm, but they won't be able to feed this bird successfully. People, no doubt, are feeding them bread, thinking that's a good food for ducklings. In fact, that's a death sentence for ducklings. Too much bread, there's not enough protein in that, there's not enough by way of vitamins and minerals. It's just pure carbohydrates, really. They won't develop, they'll suffer malnutrition and they'll die. And even if by some miracle they do survive, they won't have learned how to cope in the wild with predators. They haven't had their mother to show them how to behave as ducks, so they have no futures, unfortunately.
Okay, and if you want a social media moment for your video clip and you put it in the bath, how would that work out?
So what will happen is obviously that bird, it'll react naturally. It'll swim in the bath. It'll be frantically looking for food because no doubt it'll be hungry, and that may lead it to making all sorts of adorable cheeping noises that might seem very nice on social media, but that's the sign of a bird in distress.
Okay.
So when you see them begging or responding to a person, they're desperate for food. They're desperate for attention. They're missing their mothers. So it really is a very cruel thing to do.
It's ridiculously cruel and stupid, dare I say it. It is stupid. The other side of this, of course, is that the mortality rate for young ducklings is very high, isn't it?
It is, and that's one of the reasons why they have so many young in the wild. Because if you think about the lifespan of a duck when it gets to adulthood, if they make it past their first year and they fully grow, they could live for another maybe 10 or 12 years. I think that the longest record for a mallard is actually 23 years old. So once they make it to adulthood, they're doing okay. But the fact is, the vast majority of their ducklings will die. That's the very high attrition rate. So if you take a typical female duck, let's say she lives for about 10 years. If she has, let's say, on average, a dozen ducklings each year for 10 years in a row, that's 120 chicks. Ultimately, only two of those will survive to replace their parents in the
only
population.
Only two of 120?
Only two. Yeah, we're talking mortality
less
rate.
Of 98%.
Yep, more or less. Yeah, it's absolutely massive. Yeah.
Wow.
And there's many reasons for that. There's lots of predatory birds and fish that will feed on them. So you'll have birds like grey herons, gulls will feed on them as well. You often have things like rats will grab them, pike will come and get them from below, and other predatory fish. Also starvation, you know, it's really survival of the fittest. So we're making life even harder for them when it's already hard enough.
Okay, if somebody's listening now and, you know, whatever happened, they ended up with a duckling in the house, what do you suggest they do?
Well, if people know where that duckling came from, the mother may still be there with the brood of ducklings. Put it back with them and hopefully she'll take it back. Sometimes people worry that ducks will get the scent of a human off the duckling and will abandon them. The fact is, birds mostly have no sense of smell. And anyway, the maternal instinct is so strong that if it was just recently separated from its mother, the mother will take it back. If you don't know where the mother is or where it came from, if you find another brood of ducks of around the same age in the wild, you can put it with them. And in many cases, the mother will adopt that duckling without realising it's not one of its own brood.
Right.
So that can happen.
A couple of things, comments and questions for you, Niall. Apparently ducks are the only creature who have right of way on Irish roads. True or false?
Well, I've heard that all right. I think that I've also heard it in relation to swans. The fact is that it would be a defence to deliberately hit any kind of animals. I think they all have right of way. If you see them, you have enough time to stop.
Is it lawful to eat duck eggs? Kevin asks.
Not if they're from the wild, no. There's obviously duck eggs that are farmed and that's fine, but not from the wild, no, that's illegal.
What would a baby duck eat in the wild? Are they vegetarian? Don asks.
They're mainly vegetarian. So what they do is they mostly feed on pond weed and little shoots and things that they find around the ponds, but they will also eat things like small snails and little tadpoles if they can find them. It's mostly vegetarian.
Right. The other thing is, just finally before we go on, related but unrelated, there was a picture a few weeks ago in the paper where there was a clutch of ducklings and one of them was yellow and the rest of them were a sort of brownie colour. Is that male and female or what is it?
No, actually, what it is that most of the mallard ducks that we have in urban and suburban areas, they are descended, at least in part, from domesticated mallards that were bred in farmyards. And they were bred in all sorts of different breeds. Some are quite big, some are different colours to the wild mallards. And what happens is that the ones that are yellow as ducklings usually grow up to be white when they're adults. So if you see a white duckling or a white duck on a pond, it's usually a sign that it has some of these domestic genes in its makeup.
So you could get one out of 12 that's completely different to the rest.
Yeah, yes, it really comes down to genetic lottery, genetic chance. That's right.
Niall, thanks so much. And of course, you can hear Niall regularly on Mooney Goes Wild on Monday nights on RTE1. Thanks, Niall.
Thanks, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.